This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey guys, it's Kennedy. Here's your podcast for Wednesday, October 14th. We, of course, have your Dirty on the 30s. We talk about my phone getting wiped. It sounds weird saying it like that, doesn't it? Well, the whole thing was weird. Plus, the return of Annie's Obsessed. The Bachelorette started last night, and she's got all of the piping hot tea.
Real quick, before we get to the Good Vibe Tribe, so the Patriots will open up the practice facility allegedly today for the first time in a very long time because of the COVID-19 being spread throughout some of the players. I think four players.
They're like kids in college right now. Do you know what I mean?
So
we really should wrap it up, but we'll just keep going and see what happens.
Have you seen this most recent story in the New York Post about Cam Newton?
No.
Dinner for two is off the table. The reported dinner between Patriots teammates Cam Newton and Stephen Gilmore, which surfaced after Gilmore tested positive for COVID-19 following Newton's diagnosis, never happened, according to Stephon Gilmore's wife. So that was the story of how he contracted.
Wasn't there a picture?
There was no dinner out, Gilmore's wife wrote on Twitter. She said, I'm going to help you out so you guys stop reporting false news. She later added, I've seen it circulating a couple of times and I'm annoyed, LOL. I need my own show. If you're allowed to do these terrible takes and still have listeners, I guess it was ESPN that first reported that Newton and Gilmore had dinner together and then Newton tested positive for the virus October 5th before the game with the Chiefs and did not play. So there you go.
Stephon Gilmore's wife is not playing around.
How about that? See, I mean, that I've heard it reported so many times, like on ESPN and sports radio. I just thought it was true. But his wife says it never happened.
Yikes. Was there evidence to show that the two of them had dinner? In other words, are there pictures?
I don't know anything about this.
I don't know.
Was there people from the restaurant who said, yes, we saw them?
I don't know.
Who was the person who brought this to the table?
I have no idea.
Is that your boyfriend, Adam Schefter?
I don't know.
Mr. I Know Everything?
He does. I don't know. If he reported it, it was true.
He's like
Kennedy.
Oz.
Yep. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Adam Schefter told us moments ago he had dinner with Cam Newton on Friday night.
There it is. Well, then I believe Adam Schefter. I don't believe Gilmore's wife.
Are they not allowed to have dinner, though? They see each other every single day.
Actually, no, they're not. They're supposed to be like, you know, kind of managing it all as best as possible, and just going out to dinner probably is not
just
the best.
Just going shopping at South Shore Plaza is cool,
to look for,
hugging in the locker room, not cool as well.
I would be lying if I said I haven't been at South Shore Plaza as many times as I can.
Sure. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
The Miss England pageant announced that they're canceling this year's competition. And you may think, well, why is this in the Good Vibe Tribe, Kennedy?
Why is this in the Good Vibe Tribe?
Well, last year's winner will hold on to the crown until at least April, making her the longest reigning Miss England in history. And here's why that is cool. She happens to be a doctor who's been working with patients on the front lines since April.
Okay. She's amazing.
Wow. What'd you do today, Annie? I watched The Bachelorette.
Got up.
Put on a hat.
Drove a car.
The makers of Sour Patch Kids are bringing some reverse trick-or-treating to a dozen cities this Halloween. They're planning to show up at people's homes and drop off candy. and they're rolling through one city in a special car shaped like a jack-o'-lantern. They haven't chosen the 12 cities yet, and you can actually nominate your city on social media.
Okay, this sounds like a remarkable idea.
And I read, too, that Sour Patch candies are the most popular in Massachusetts for Halloween candies.
Yeah.
That was number one on the list.
For the stores, yeah.
Right. Machu Picchu has been closed to tourists for 7 months, but they just reopened for one day so a single tourist could check out. There's a guy from Japan. His name is Jesse Katayama. He landed in Peru in March. Because of travel restrictions, he's been stuck there ever since.
No way.
What?
So they opened up Machu Picchu for just one moment on Saturday so he could see it before he finally goes home.
Because that place is a mob scene. Yeah, to be there all by yourself. Wow.
Secret pregnancies are apparently on the rise during the pandemic. Since people are staying home and only appearing on Zooms from the chest up, women are keeping their pregnancies hidden from coworkers and other people until they want to share the news. And apparently this has been a plus.
We've seen celebrities be doing this.
Well, yeah. And it's a plus for women, they say, because a lot of people assume your emotions are running wild and maybe that has affected your work. And when people don't know you're pregnant, they don't jump to that
people
assumption.
People definitely treat women differently when they're pregnant. Absolutely.
Right. And you say they think you're mentally not there, and it's clearly not true because they don't know it. They don't say anything. They don't see anything. Here's a new way to keep people socially distanced at a restaurant. Have them sit in their own Ferris wheel cars while they eat.
No.
There's a restaurant in San Diego that's planning to set that up within the next few months.
I would do that.
And kudos to the authorities in Texas. There's a guy there. He had $17.7 million in PPP loans for businesses that he incorporated after the CARES Act started. He blew the money on houses, a Bentley, and more.
So disgusting.
They finally caught him, and he's been arrested on several federal fraud charges.
That's why we can't have nice things.
What do we have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio candidate?
Carson, you know, folks got to make money, and people who busk, you know, play music on the streets.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Still have to work.
Okay.
And there's a guy named Martin McDonald, and he's in Dublin, and he is a busker. And so he was singing Take Me to Church from Hozier.
Hozier.
Whatever. And sure enough, he walked right up and gave him some money.
No.
I swear.
Thank you so much. Have a good one, man.
Take me to church.
That was Hozier.
No big deal.
No big deal.
And so, he's like, you can't miss him. The guy's 7 feet tall.
Correct. I just think that's so wonderful, supporting others.
I feel like if I was walking down the street and someone was singing my song, I would be compelled to sing background vocals for them.
100%.
Like, I couldn't just put money in and walk away.
You're like, match pitch.
There's an amazing video. Go find this video today, and it will warm your heart. It is Modest Yahoo at a coffee shop, I think in Hawaii, while he was on vacation, and there was a guy with maybe an ukulele or guitar or something performing Modest Yahoo's song. I can't remember.
It was one day.
Yeah. And so he is just killing this song, and then Modest Yahoo walks in and just starts harmonizing with him, sings the whole song, and then the guy realizes, this is Modest Yahoo.
Yeah, he didn't realize, like, halfway through the song, he's like, man, this guy's a really good singer.
Right.
And then he's like,
yeah, exactly. So anyway, there you go.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So Kelly Clarkson is out promoting her new season of The Voice, and understandably, the subject of her divorce from Brandon Blackstock keeps coming up, and as much as she wanted to, I keep this to herself. I think she's realizing that she's going to have to talk about it, and that maybe talking about it will be good for her. She's saying that life right now is not easy, but this is just what's going on.
It's a very hard thing to navigate, to be able to be honest and share your story so maybe you can help someone else, but at the same time protecting these little kids that you adore and they're the most important thing to you.
So she has two children, 6-year-old River, 4-year-old Remy, and stepkids Savannah and Seth. And she talked about how everybody is getting help from therapists.
We have a lot of help, you know, as far as like therapist or child psychologist, because we want to do it right. I definitely want to do it right. You know, everyone's sad and it's okay to be sad.
She said, I care 100% about my children more than I do anything else on this planet. So that's been the hard thing of, yes, I'm willing to share my experience. And yes, it is the worst. The past few months have been sad. But at the same time, I have to think, like, what I say has a domino effect in other people's lives. So she wants to remain as positive as she can. So
I love that.
She's doing the best that
she can. You know, that it just gave me an idea. I think when couples go through divorce, that maybe seeing somebody professionally should be a part of that process. Like when I got divorced, and you know this, it happened in North Carolina, and you have to be separated for a year before you can get the divorce.
Really?
Yeah, you can get married like a month.
We lied. We backed
it. But we weren't that smart. And so, yeah, you have to be separated for a month. But it was just really hard. And we had the girls and everything like that.
If you were young, too.
I was 28 years old,
so
I think.
Young.
And my grandmother had died. It was just all bad.
It was a lot.
Like, if they had said, hey, you have to stick it out for a year, but also we're going to set you up to go through and talk to somebody professionally so you can work through this, like, that would have been spectacular.
Especially when there's kids involved.
Yeah.
You know?
For everybody.
Right.
For me, for my ex, for the girls, that would have been great.
Help you mediate stuff, help you figure out how to have your own lives.
Instead, we were just trying to doing it on our own, and it was bad. I mean, it was just awful.
Yes.
That's
agreed.
A great idea.
Kelly's voice co-star Gwen Stefani, of course, also dealt with a surprising divorce, as you'll recall.
Yes.
And she's doing what she can to help. She says, Kelly and I have been talking a lot. We're so lucky to have music as an outlet for everything we go through. Music is such therapy when you're a writer. Speaking of Kelly Clarkson, the 2020 Billboard Music Awards are tonight.
Tonight,
people. She's going to open the show with a cover of Whitney Houston's version of Steve Winwood's Higher Love.
Amazing.
With Pentatonix and Sheila E. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, what?
That's pretty amazing.
Other performers, John Legend, Post Malone, Sia, Demi Lovato, BTS, Kane Brown with Swae Lee and Khaled, Doja Cat, Luke Combs, Bad Bunny, Brandy featuring Ty Dolla $ign, and En Vogue. Plus, Garth Brooks will be honored with the Icon Award and will perform a medley of hits from his 30-plus career.
So how is this happening?
I don't know.
Is it all different locations, pre-recorded, lives, all of that sort of stuff?
I thought that they were doing it at...
Like at one location?
At a place. I could be wrong, but maybe just Kelly will be at that
one. So it's at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. It will be broadcast live.
So we don't know.
It looks like, it looks like they're all going to be there.
The performers will be there, Just no audience, probably.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm trying to read it as I'm
No, that's all right.
Right,
that's all right. Sorry.
They postponed it and then rescheduled it.
Mm-hmm. To me, it's when they kept promoting it, seemed like they were all going to be at
it looks that way.
Right.
It doesn't look like they're talking about anything, you know, being virtual or whatever. I'm sure some of them will. Virtual. I don't think BTS is in town.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So things like that. But anyway, tonight at 8 o'clock on NBC. Also, reading an audiobook is difficult.
It is.
You know this for a fact.
I
Canada.
Do. In fact, my sister's book is going through final edits this week.
Exciting.
And I will start recording it as soon as she gets the final edits.
Awesome.
So that's exciting.
Okay.
And it's hard. It's hard. You mess up a lot, but nobody ever has to hear it unless somebody pulls your outtakes. This is Elton John reading his own book.
In the dressing room, I sat in my underpants. They were soaking too, and started laughing. It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness. It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness of what had happened. It was that I realized there was a precedent for it from early on in my career.
I love him.
I bet he could sing it in one take, though.
100%.
Absolutely. Guess,
maybe preposterousness is just a bad word.
Maybe he didn't write that sentence in the book.
I have a trouble with the word brewery sometimes.
Brewery?
I feel like it comes out of my mouth weird.
Brewery. Yeah.
Same thing with February.
February.
Preposterousness.
Kennedy, have you been working on your enunciation for your book reading?
You enunciate pretty well.
I feel like I do
well.
That every day.
Do we have New York?
I worked
New York.
Hard to get rid of accents for so long.
Do we have outtakes of you reading your
we
sisters?
Can.
Yeah,
I can find some.
Yeah, if you would please.
I bet there'd be a lot more bleeps in yours than Elton's.
Mm. Correct.
Preposterousness.
Preposterousness.
I can't say
preposterousness.
It. I can't say it.
Preposterousness.
All right,
say
guys.
It. Say it.
Preposterousness.
Look at you.
Preposterousness.
Preposterousness. Imagine me reading an audiobook.
Yes. Are you kidding me?
Preposterousness.
Some kind of self-help get you fired up all day long book? I would listen.
It's like that or like Gone Baby Gone or something really.
It would be the Life and Times of Snooki.
Is doing just like daily affirmations. Do you know? Just like, today is your day.
Yes.
Mercury's in retrograde, but that doesn't matter.
Who cares about the planets? Let's go.
See, that's it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
All right, before I tell you how this happened, Kennedy's going to just recap quickly what happened with this guy you went out with.
So we met in May.
Yep.
We hooked up. And after that, we sort of talked via text.
Mm-hmm.
The timing never kind of worked to meet up again. But needless to say, we still contacted each mm-hmm. other. And then sort of I hadn't texted him in a few weeks. So on Saturday, I think it was, I reached out and just was like, hey, how are you? Whatever.
All right.
Hit him with that, what you doing text.
Kind of.
Get it,
but,
girl.
But, you know. But it was in the afternoon, so it wasn't like, you know, crazy. And then I get a text back saying, I haven't used this phone in a while or something along those lines. Who is this, basically?
Mm-hmm.
To which I said, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
To which he said, are you sure you have the right number? I don't know a Kennedy.
Ooh. Oh.
Now, again, I don't think that my prowess should be something that's forgotten.
But he should remember you.
You know what I'm saying? But my name is really unusual. I feel, sure. If nothing else, that would be like, oh, ding, ding.
Nobody would forget you.
But they have.
You think so, he's just playing coy?
I don't know. So then I kind of said, ha-ha, because I figured that was a joke.
Sure.
And then I didn't get anything back, and I'm like, oh, my God, no, he really doesn't remember me. So I said, you know what? Kind of brutal, but I get it. Okay. It is what it is, and I wish you the best. Have a great day.
Right.
And then I kind of put my phone down. I did something else. And then I was like, well, this is going to make good for the show. So let me get screen caps of everything. So that, because the way he wrote stuff was very flowery. And I was
right.
I was excited about reading those parts too.
Sure.
And so I went to go take a screen grab and it was gone. And so, when I say it was gone, right. The entire thread was gone. It wasn't even there anymore. His name is not in my phone anymore. His contact is gone from my phone. It's as though he never existed in my phone.
So that's where we are in the conversation and trying to figure out, how does somebody disappear from your phone? So you have saved his contact, his name, and text message conversations are on your phone.
Yes.
And they are gone.
Gone.
I mean, that is ghosting for a whole new level.
Well, it's also incredibly invasive. How did he
Absolutely.
Get in my phone? Like, this is the part that I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't like that. It's kind of skirts the line of
And you guys
what's
know me.
Right
I'm like all up on the grid. I realize that I
100%.
Have whatever. But I feel this is a step too far.
This is wild. And this is what we have learned, thanks to somebody that listens to the show. There is an app out there, and it's called Wiper. Wiper.
Right.
You can download this app. I have just downloaded the app myself. And I'm going to read to you what it says they can do with this app. It says it's an innovative end-to-end encrypted application that makes your chat and call in total privacy. So the app notifies you if a person you're chatting with has read or even taken a screenshot of your conversation. And if you really want your sent messages to disappear, you hit the wipe button and the entire conversation gets deleted forever.
I just don't understand how that works. Is that legal? Can he be in my, like, I don't get it.
So to me, he would have had to have texted you from that app from the beginning, right?
Yes.
So
he's texting you through the app on his end, which gives him control of all the information that he sent to you,
so
even though it's on
his
your
messenger,
phone.
He's using a different app, he's, like using WhatsApp or something
right,
like
but
that.
Right, but you can use that number. That number he gave you is probably the number through the app, and he's definitely done this before. He's absolutely done this.
And
before.
It's not only that. Listen to this. So they call them their magical features. So they can control your messages from all other messaging platforms. So not just your SMS, but your iMessages, your WhatsApp, your Instagram, your email, and your Facebook Messenger. He could have deleted all of those if he sent you a message on any platform.
We weren't friends on any kind of anything else.
Right. And it allows you
but
to delete.
I could find him.
It allows you to delete the contact info as well. If he sent you his contact info or you saved anything.
Yeah, it's all gone.
That's crazy.
That he wipered it right from your phone from his end.
I just can't believe people would go to those lengths, especially because you weren't nasty. You weren't trying to do anything. You were the kindest you could possibly be.
You know,
I wouldn't have been that nice.
It's cool. It's fine. Have a great day.
Well, this had nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
He was married or in a relationship.
He was definitely, people use that to cheat for sure.
Yeah. I mean,
but he lives a different life.
Here's what I don't like about it, though. Because it's not like Kennedy also had Wiper and they were both chatting on the app. I don't like that you can download this one app and then have control over someone else's phone who doesn't even have it or knows it exists.
Right.
That's what's shady to me. It's not like she had it or was aware.
I just can't believe that's a thing.
You can just reach into someone's phone and clear it out just because you download this.
So well, you're not so technically. Then I was like, I looked up the Wiper thing and I thought, well, maybe I want this. But you also have to click on 27 different ads.
Mm-hmm.
You have to download another thing.
Oh, really?
For, in order for it to get far. I'm like, I'm all set here.
He also,
my life is not that sketchy.
Yeah,
I'm
if
good.
You even know this exists, you're kind of shady.
I'm on the
100%.
Up and up.
Yeah, so and as I was looking through the website that has this app on it, all of the other stuff on their blog or whatever, how to hack Wi-Fi passwords, 10 tips to improve security on your phone, how to track a phone by a number, 6 working methods, how to hack Instagram accounts, best working methods.
What?
How to hack WhatsApp accounts.
Who are these people?
How to hide photos on your iPhone and make them private so nobody can find them. It's unbelievable the lengths that this person went through to keep you from knowing who they are, where they are, and what they're up to.
Kennedy. So weird.
What kind of gentleman are you fraternizing with in your off
hours? He's got a very respectable job, and I, whatever. Like, I'm just kind of.
FBI? CIA?
No, nothing like that.
Assassin?
No,
Hitman? Ninja?
Ninja.
Like none of those things.
You find him on the Ninja app.
Well, this dude don't work at Trader Joe's. I feel like that.
Not that I'm aware of.
Wake up with Carson and Kennedy.
I listen every morning.
Getting ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Mornings on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Unfiltered After Show podcast goes live Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m. It is the most listened to Carson and Kennedy podcast on the iTunes podcasting app.
It's a big deal.
It really is.
Going places.
Thank you. 4.9 stars.
Ooh, we'd be a great Uber driver with that rating.
Right? But who's the one that gave us a 1? That's the one. I tried to dig deep in to figure out who's the person that gave us a 1. But yeah, you can't, for some reason.
I think that's maybe the one that got deleted or something. Like, yeah. I can't reach
can't
it.
Find
they were
it.
Feeling guilty.
I wish we could wipe that 1 star.
It's all stuff that does not happen on the show. It's stuff that our boss doesn't like us to talk about on the radio, but he can't stop us on the podcast because America. You can get us to the iTunes podcasting app and radio.com. Again, Monday through Thursday, it goes live at 10 a.m. just as we are finishing up the show. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to talk about The Bachelorette, but just very briefly because Annie's going to give us a full report during Annie's Obsessed at 8:15.
The
so,
tea.
However, we've been waiting for this season for about 6 or 7 years, I think.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, Kennedy.
And so many rumors going around that Claire Crawley quit after 2 weeks and that there's going to be another Bachelorette. Well, yesterday what we did was meet this man that she supposedly has fallen in love with. His name is Dale. He's a former pro football player from South Dakota who's played for the Packers, the Buccaneers, and the Bears. And here it is when she met him.
Did you say you think you may have just met your husband?
Yeah. Every other guy I felt confident with.
Uh-huh.
But with Dale, everything else went dark around me. I don't even know what I just said. Did I sound okay? Did I say anything at all?
That's a special feeling.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
It was magical.
Like watching them look at each other, and I'm not really like a love at first sight person, but I was like, holy smokes, these two. There's something going on here.
So I guess we'll find out later, and we'll get the full report as I say it.
Oh, I'm so excited to tell you guys.
Annie's Obsessed is back, 8:15.
I only read that much. I didn't want to read anything else into it so I could find out
just
more.
Lots.
We were in the kitchen. I was like, Annie, so how was it last night? And she's like, it was good.
First thing Dan asked me this morning, he's like, how was it? I was like, it was awesome.
Annie said she couldn't go to sleep till 11:30. I was like, it went to 11? She's like, no, it ended at 10. I just couldn't go to bed
My
after.
My brain was just like firing.
Demi Lovato's ex-fiancé, Max Eric, has been very public about their split. Pouting quite a bit.
The stage photos of it all.
Demi has been handling the breakup quietly, but Max apparently is not making it easy for her. Sources say Demi's having all sorts of issues with Max not leaving her alone, and she may have to take drastic action to get him to stop.
No.
He's been trying to get in contact with her, with her family, with her friends, and they have all blocked him. She's in contact with lawyers now on what to do. Well, wipe it, obviously.
Yeah, let's get the wiper app.
Dude, you dated for 4 months. Just go away.
Well, I mean, they were engaged, though.
But...
It was longer than 4 months, wasn't it?
No.
I thought they were together like a year.
No, not even during quarantine.
This is a quarantine thing. Yeah. She also shared a snippet of a new song on Instagram. She doesn't reveal the name of it, but you can take a guess what it's about. Here you go.
Were you ever taught when you were young? If you mess with things selfishly, they're bound to come undone. I'm not the only one that's been affected and resented every story you've spun, and I'm.
Oh, okay.
Demetria.
It's called Suck It Max, I think is the title of that song.
Leave me alone.
Max. Because with Max, you have to like tell him.
You do.
You can't leave it subtly.
You're right.
Max, go away.
Perfect.
This is about you.
That would be in parentheses. Yes, Max, go away in parentheses. This is about you.
I'm sure he'll have a listening session on the beach by himself, surrounded by cameras.
Crying.
But if you listen to it backwards, it says she wants me back.
I'm just so busy doing this thing here, this movie.
Filming.
It sounds good, though.
Were you ever taught when you were young? If you mess with things selfishly, they're bound to come undone. I'm not the only one that's been affected and resented every story you've spun, and I'm
That must be such a trump card in a relationship.
I can make
say,
a
we
song
might
about
break
you.
Up, but I can mount to write this verse. You're about it's to the, get them
slight
it's
work.
It's the Taylor Swift theory of songwriting.
You're about to get the meanest hook sung about you.
And you guys, would you like to get into the holiday spirit? I know it's not Halloween yet, but who wants to get some Christmas in them, huh?
No.
Gwen Stefani is here with the sleigh ride.
Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too.
Oh.
It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Oh, her voice fits perfectly with this song.
Justice for the Monster Mash.
She said in the Instagram that she will have more Christmas songs to come next week.
Get ready for
next week.
Get ready for the Target ads.
It's too soon.
I can hear it already.
Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring.
Ring, no doubt, Gwen Stefani.
Get to Target now. $7.99 for all your specials at Target.
Target, you don't even need to know what you want. Just spend $200. It's fine.
Someone said I'm going to Target without a wallet. Just vibes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It is garbage television. It is mind-numbing, and it is exactly what we all needed in 2020. But the good news, we don't even have to watch it, Kennedy.
No, we don't.
Because Annie is obsessed.
Annie's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. She's president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know.
Now you know.
Started a supermarket show.
She met that guy.
Annie's obsessed. Bachelor edition.
So ready.
217 days.
What?
5,208 hours. Over 18 million seconds. That's how long it's been since we've been graced with Chris Harrison's presence.
Too long.
I'd like to thank some folks first for bringing Batchy back into my life. First, the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James for winning on Monday night, so there wasn't a Game 7 and the premiere didn't get pushed back a week. Thank you. Thank you to my mother, Laurie Dow, for giving me the rattan couch that I was sitting on from the 1930s, and thank you to Red Wine. This is L-I-V-I-N, baby. Now let's dive in.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba!
In the most dramatic season yet, the rumor mill let us know that Claire may have, oopsie-daisy, fallen in love in the matter of 6 days. But before we get to all that, let's meet the fellas. We've got a guy from Long Island who loves his mom, Easy, who wore a salmon suit that put everybody to shame. And of course, there's a man from Milford, Massachusetts, because all roads lead back to the great Commonwealth, Kennedy.
Let's go.
There's a couple guys we need to take a deeper look into. And I want to start off with Bennett, because I love ripping a man to shreds. Bennett is giving off big Lord Farquaad, I know the bouncer, do you know who my dad is vibes. This guy pulls up in a Rolls Royce, trying to be all old Hollywood. He comes inside, drinks a dirty martini. The amount of hair gel, I mean, Jesus, my boss even tweeted about disliking him. Do I have to say anymore? Let's move on to the big fight of the evening, shall we? Drama on night one? Producers are earning that paycheck. You've got Yosef in one corner, Tyler C. in the other. Tyler C. is questioning if Yosef is here for the right reasons. Drink, it's the rules. You have to do that. And he calls him out for some Scandi DMs.
Thing is, do I have a girlfriend? No.
Do you have a girl that thinks she's your girlfriend?
No. No, none whatsoever.
Is there going to be a girl pulling up saying, I need to talk to you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
I promise you that.
Okay.
Is he lying, I guess?
So Claire wastes no time. She sits the fellas down together so they can't be dodgy, and she hears both sides. Well, she actually just really wanted to, them to bang their little craniums together so she could head over and find Dale.
Hey.
Carson, will you play the second one of that? Now.
A girl fight!
What is that?
Oh, I love
About to be a girl fight, Dale.
The banger of a song. Now, you may be saying to yourself, she's really pining over a guy named Dale. Why? Yes. Yes, she is. And I'm not exaggerating when I say I think she saw his pinky toe come out of the limo and she said, I'm in love.
Did you say you think you may have just met your husband?
Yeah. Every other guy I felt confident with.
Uh-huh.
But with Dale, everything else went dark around me. I don't even know what I just said. Did I sound okay? Did I say anything at all?
And that led to this.
And I feel like as much as we talked, I want more of that.
Yeah.
I absolutely want more of that.
Like that's exactly how I feel.
Will you accept this rose?
I will accept this rose. All right.
My first impression rose.
Annie, is that the first time she met him, or they had already met before?
First time.
Oh, wow.
First time.
That's amazing.
First time.
Love at first sight, huh?
That is wonderful.
So fast forward to the rose ceremony, which is really just a form of cruel and unusual punishment. So they make the guy stay up all night, they feed them booze, and then they finally learn their fate when the sun comes up, which is so mean. So who went home? Did she say see ya to both Yosef and Tyler C? She said didn't want the drama. Nope. Just Tyler C and about six other guys that didn't get the chance to talk to her because she was too busy with the drama boys. They were really pleased about that. Up next week,
there's guys she didn't even meet?
Oh, no. She was too busy.
She's already in love, Kennedy. They're planning the wedding.
Wow.
Up next week, what do we have?
Mm-hmm.
Preview show Claire with a couple of other dudes, but mostly it's the Dale show. And you know when Chris Harrison says this?
Congratulations, you've just blown up The Bachelorette.
It's about to go down.
Oh, Annie. Standing ovation.
Thank you.
Standing
you,
ovation.
Thank you. Girl fight.
I don't know what that is, but it is with me forever now.
Oh.
The thing is, do I have a girlfriend?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was my closing.
That was so good.
Nice job, Annie.
Thank you.
Very nice job. So good to have it back.
Feels good to be back. Oh.
So will it be back on Monday next week or on Tuesday, I mean?
I don't know yet because I don't know what they're going to do with Monday Night Football.
Okay.
Because usually they don't think that they interfere with each other.
Okay.
I don't know if they show both on ABC, but.
Okay. All right. There it is. Annie's obsessed with The Bachelorette. Nice job, Annie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.